This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early summer, the first week of the milkweed beetle mating moon, the third week of the sun in Gemini. I keep a notebook of things I see around me, and I often see that the past feeds my present and gives me a sense of stability. Reliving certain times in the woods offers me a sense of permanence. I can read that such and such a thing took place, that this took place, this was. The experience will vanish with my ability to remember, to read or write, but still, I go back now, making that past the present this time. Like June 4th of 2017, I wrote, "The black mulberries are falling so quickly, and I see entire boughs collapsed into yards and streets so heavy with their sweet, soft fruit." Or on June 4th of 2015, I wrote, "Robins continue to guide their young with steady, intense calls. Sparrow fledglings sit by the bird feeder, flap their wings to beg for food." On the 4th of June in 1999, we drove from western New York to Bar Harbor, Maine, and I wrote, "We left early summer behind, climbing into May. We saw bleeding hearts in New Hampshire. Lower Maine was full of sweet locust flowers, full bloom by the time we reached Augusta. East to Bar Harbor, there were parsnips and hemlocks and wild roses and blackberry flowers and wild pink roses. In middle spring was gathering momentum the farther north we went." So here today, June 4th, 2019, I think about repetition and repeating observations of each day, year after year. And I understand how the more I see, the more each day seen becomes. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early summer and the second week of the milkweed beetle mating moon. In the meantime, well, look for some milkweed and milkweed beetles, and you'll remember that in years to come.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.